Well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening. It is time to rock and roll. And if you have the ability to put a piece of paper and a pencil or a pen or a chunk of coal or something to give you the ability to put some information down or type it onto your laptop or your phone, I would highly encourage you to do that. And Sandy, right away, if you want to hit *6 on your phone, that's Sandy Martin. Don't everybody with the name of Sandy or Candy or Brandy or anything that sounds similar hit *6. We're gonna start off with an amazing story that has just taken place with a major issue that seems to be cropping up more in our culture today. And then we're gonna just dive right on into everything. And sorry for me being selfish and want to hog the line today, but, well, it is my call. But Saturday AM Live has evolved over the years into basically an information overload or an intel overload, and today we got that going on. But I wanted to start. Sandy shared this with me via text the other day, and I said, please, please, if there's any way possible. Sandy, tell us what happened with your friend, and I think you've known this couple for a while, so fill us in.
Okay, this is the kind of thing that just encourages you to share, and it can for sure. I mean, it just makes everything worthwhile. This gal in a Bible study, her husband was a runner in his early 30s, very fit looking. He started having, like, he'd be running and his leg would just give out, no reason. Went to doctors, finally ended up at Cleveland Clinic, and there were some other issues too with movements. And here, they diagnosed him with a form of Lou Gehrig's, and no recommendations for any help whatsoever, no idea what the future holds, but nothing good. I had approached her about maybe 10 a while back. She does essential oils, and I said, well, you might like to look at this, too. So anyway, I told her the big sale was on, and if she wanted to take advantage of it, this was the time. And so I sent her home with a power, the necklace, and the sports necklace, and she was going to call in the order next day anyway, but anyhow, she gets home, and here she comes back and tells me, my husband, I put it on him, and he went to turn, and he has not been able to make these certain movements to turn around fast or anything like that in weeks, if not months. She said, all of a sudden, he said, look at what I'm doing. Look, I'm able to move normally. And then at work, she put it around his ankle, and he said he went through the whole day not worrying about his leg giving out because it felt so strong and good. And they are just thrilled beyond belief because this is the first sign he's had of anything that could help him. And when I'm taking her order, she's like, okay, I want this and this and this. And she said, I said, wow, God, good day. You're getting your best out of the sale. She said, oh, my goodness. She said, this is a drop in the bucket. This is nothing compared to the medical bills and the tests and the doctor's bills. And she said, this is a bargain for sure all around. So, yeah.
You know, there's so many people out there that have been searching. And I love the fact with what we have with restructured prices as of November 2nd to be able to say look at that, you know. And I had an ongoing email correspondence yesterday with one of our wholesale customers, I'll call her that, and Lori kept asking me, the price of those power chips, did they go down? And she had no idea what was taking place, and she was thinking about renewing, and I encouraged her not to just because she's a consumer. And but the beauty of it was, she said, well, what if my mom joined as a customer? Would that work? Because we want to, you know, all these different things. But when it comes down to the price, I mean, the price of a power chip is now less than a copay for someone. And what can a power chip do for people? And this is a perfect example of just one little tiny, simple solution. And I just think for, especially for him, this is a, Lou Gehrig's disease, or a form of ALS, is such a mystery to the medical community. And just for the record, folks, I haven't talked to him in a few years. I talked to his son-in-law about 5-6 months ago. The longest known Lou Gehrig's disease survivor, and I would even call Dennis a thriver, is totally immersed in Nikan Solutions, loves our products, and if he could shout it from the rooftops, he would. He was diagnosed, I want to say, 25, 30 years ago. I need to get an update to be specific, but when I talked to Cole, his son-in-law, a few months ago, I always ask, hey, how's your dad doing? How's Dennis doing? And he gave me an update, and he said, you know, he's not able to take care of himself, but he's still with us. And I know I've met people that once diagnosed, it was, you know, 6, 18 months, and they had passed away. So this is wonderful, Sandy, and thank you for sharing. And I know there's so much more to come,
I am just so excited to be able to hear more from them, you know, and that they're so open to look at, see, oh yeah, there is something for us, you know, that there's a bright light at the end of the tunnel too.
Yeah, so it's just wonderful to see, and with what's going on with this 40% off, and I want to reiterate something. Well, Sandy, I'm going to let you get back to your student, and I'm going to jump on into all this craziness stuff that I've got in front of me.
Okay.
I got stuff.
I'll be here tomorrow, hopefully, Monday.
Okay. Thank you, Sandy, so much.
All right. Bye bye.
Sandy has been tutoring a mom and a wife who is Japanese, and she took 4 or 5 years of English, but she never had any real practice to do conversational English, and they recently moved to the States, and he has a job here, and so anyways, she's having fun with that. And if you guys can do me a favor, if you've hit *6, it sounds like there's some people on the line. I don't want to mute out everybody, but I will if I need you to keep the line clear, or if you can hit mute on your phone. Just don't do it if you haven't touched it. But it sounds like a couple of you have. You kind of want to be Johnny or Jenny on the spot to get a question in. But if you haven't touched your phone, don't worry about it. But I got a bunch of stuff I'm going to run through, and then I'll come right back to it, and we'll open up the line here in a bit, okay? I promise everybody will get questions answered and that kind of thing. You know, I think what I want to start out with, if you haven't seen it on the website, is the important updates that are right underneath where you'd order product, where the little picture of the shopping cart icon is, the auto ship icon. A note from Kurt Foley, and it sounds like we still got some. Here, I'm going to do this. Okay, I will let you have a turn. Those of you who are eager to get your 2 cents in here, but don't worry. I promise, I'll let you have a turn. But the note from Kurt Foley, if you've missed it, one of the most important things that for those of us who are silvers and above, actually for any position with Nikan. If you're in this to share it with others, to sell the products to people, to generate some income, whether it's full-time or part-time, whatever, we got an extension. The professor has given us an extra month to prepare for the final exam, okay? And what I mean by that is the requirements for the new compensation plans that went into effect on January 1st. They've been extended to February 1st. So the requirements that most of us have already taken the exam and we've aced it. We've got our 5 customers. We've got, you know, over 100 points in customer volume. Some of us, I was looking down our organization last night and I couldn't believe Carol Crosby. Congratulations. She hit the target right on. And what I mean by that is there's this kind of new emphasis on focusing on 1,500. And I'm going to talk about that in a bit. As far as what, just my 60-second or less explanation of the compensation plan. And this is not a Vance concept. This is a God concept. There's no way I'm this brilliant and can come up with this. But I'll talk about that in a bit. But this decision that Kurt Foley, our chairman and CEO, decided to give us an extension as a result of several of us. They're saying, hey, we need more time. We're getting it together, but we just need some more time. So the requirements of having, you know, a customer and a customer sale, or targeting 5 customers as a silver and above in order to get paid on your leadership bonuses, that's not a requirement. So those of us who are out, you know, registering our kids and our pets and our relatives that may no longer be with us, it's not a requirement, okay? So not for this month. If you've done it, I've talked to people. Leon Bates sent me a text the other day, and Leon is one of our diamond leaders, and he's a full-time caregiver for his dear wife, Ruth, who has got some conditions that require his undivided attention. And he texted me and said, Vance, I just faxed in 9 retail orders and have registered them as customers, and their volume plus what I've already got, that should qualify me, right? And I looked at the numbers and I went, you know, if Leon, in just the nooks and crannies of his day, being, again, a full-time caregiver, if he can do it, what's my excuse? What's my excuse? So he's already met it, but we've got an extra month extension on that, and so just kind of breathe a sigh of relief, all right? So if those of us who are frantic and those of us who are just going crazy because of these orders that we faxed in or emailed in or mailed in, they haven't posted yet, don't worry about it. It'll all work out, okay? Come Monday, if you're not seeing, you know, Monday afternoon, like about noonish, if you're not seeing it there, it probably wouldn't hurt to give a call and say, hey, here's the customer ID number. I'm wanting to know if this order is going to get processed today and be credited towards January because I was really counting on this, you know, that kind of thing. That's okay. But if all things are there, if you're a silver and above, if you're a silver and you're shooting to make sure you're qualified at 2,000 points and it's already there, you see it, and you've got your 5 customers in because you do want to get, then that's not a requirement, though. All that's required is at least you have 100 points. And you're 2,000 and you're good to go. So we can get into those little, you know, specific issues later. But first thing I do want to announce, and I've got it right here at the top of my list, I wanted to make sure Susan Carver is going to be on Dave Johnson's call here in about 48 minutes, okay? Phone number for that, if you've never jumped on the Morning Rev, it's every day except for Sunday, 6 days a week at 8 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. That's 11 a.m. out for those of you out on the East Coast. So right before lunch, you can tune in. It's about 20-25 minutes usually. Phone number for that call is area code 218-548-3988 and the code 838-54#. The number again, 218-548-3988 and the code 838-54#. Susan is one of those people. I remember when I first met her years ago, she was in the process of going diamond, and she had we were in the lobby of a hotel, and she had the entire table in the lobby, and it was like a coffee table area, and probably like, I want to say, 5-6 foot round. She had it completely covered with applications she was putting in. This is before we had the internet, and orders, and I said, man, what is this mess? And she said, I'm going diamond. You know, just in the intensity, in the passion. And if you've got any people that are Spanish-speaking or in Colombia or Ecuador or Peru, this is the woman that you want to tune into and tap into. And her group, especially down in Colombia, has exploded, absolutely exploded. And the passion that Susan brings to the table is part of that. So Susan will be sharing on the call this morning. Okay, rapid fire. And again, if you're going to write these things down, or if you already know about them, then that's okay, then you don't need to. The Kinko Air Wellness, or Air Unit, and the Light, as it was described by somebody today, was that? Oh, Nancy Cosman said he wanted the suntan lamp, or the sun lamp, or something like that. They are back, and they are a permanent feature of our wellness home offering. So, by popular demand, by our feedback, by our ability to order them and share them with other people, they are back. And both of these items, as a result of our chairman and our CEO, Kurt Foley, going back to the manufacturer, who were actually demanding that they were going to increase the price. And he said, no, we've restructured our entire product offering, our prices, and everything except for one has been lowered, and so we're going to lower these as well. And we're not going to order as big of quantity, especially on the air units. They take up a lot of space in the warehouse. And he said, no, we're going to order this many, and then when we go through these, we're going to order this many again. So keep them going out the door, and that will ensure, I wrote in my notes, Kinko Air and Light back forever, ? The big question is, if we're really excited about them, we really want them back, then we need to share those products with everybody. So, you know, take advantage of them. the quality enrollment perks for being quality enrolled, and I'll talk about this, and again, this is the outside rim of what I call my analogy of utilizing a target to explain the compensation plan. If we are targeting, and we're going to hit, if we can hit 500 in customer sales every single month, I mean, Dave Stoltz came up with a wonderful challenge, and that is, let's get at least one customer a week. For some of us, that's easy cheesy. I mean, come on, give us a real challenge. But for others, one customer. If we can target one customer a week, that would probably put us on track to hitting 500 in customer volume every single month. If we can do that, if and when that takes place, these will be, I'm stealing Jeff Eisen's thunder for the kickoff call, which is Monday night, and I'm going to pull up that phone number and give it to you so you don't even have to look it up. But Monday night, the kickoff call for February, you're going to want to be on it, 6 p.m. West Coast time, 9 p.m. on the East Coast. And then right thereafter, there's another call that Dennis Williams just emailed out the information. But that phone number, area code 641-715-3570, 641-715-3570, and the code 444-801. And I don't remember if you have to hit a pound there or not, but it'll tell you. But here's how this is going to play out. And again, I'm stealing some of Jeff's thunder, and I'll apologize later. When you hit 500 in customer sales, this is not including AutoShip. This is not including any orders tagged to your ID number. This is in customer sales, bona fide customers that orders are being placed through. When we hit that 500 each month, what's going to happen is every 3 months, Neekin's going to toss us an extra perk on top of the free product that we get, the $25 in free product. After the first 3 months, it looks like, and again, this is what Jeff shared with me, and he probably shared it with me in confidence, but this, we had this last year, but this year it's gotten even better. At the three-month mark, you don't have to pay that $79 renewal fee. It's waived. It's taken care of. And whether or not your renewal fee had just happened or it's coming up, you know, 11 months later, the computer will already recognize it, and it'll already be taken care of. You'll be sent your 90-day reminder, but it'll already be taken care of. You don't have to call in. You don't have to have a flight. It's just, boom, it's taken care of, just like that. It's a wonderful thing. At the six-month mark, we get what Neekin will compensate us is a voucher, and I'm hoping I will do my darndest, and feedback from everybody once these announcements are made will be helpful, is not just 2 weeks to utilize this voucher, but we'll be giving a voucher for free shipping on any one order. AutoShip does not apply, does not include. So this is an opportunity that if you know somebody, a customer that's thinking about a sleep system, but they say, oh man, the shipping on that, I just, no. Well, you can say, hey, I got a free shipping voucher. Would you want to redeem that? Now, it's not going to count as a customer sale because it's going to be tagged to your ID number, but there's always ways around it. You phone it in, you say, I want to use that free shipping voucher. Here's what we're going to do, you know, blah, 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 and you can tag other items. That's a $100 savings right there on a queen size or above, and it, you know, you add other things to it, and it really gets to be a nice little savings, a nice little perk. So that's the 6 month. I'm not going to tell you what the 9 month mark is, the perk for 9 months, because the award for the 9 months is also the award that numerous of us have got coming for being quality enrolled all last year in 2015. I'll give you a hint. You're going to need to pack a bag to redeem it. And you're going to have to wait until next October 2016 to redeem it after you've packed that bag. So some of you are a little sharper than I am, and it took me a few seconds. Some of you can figure it out already. So it's a fantastic reward for not only being quality enrolled, 500 points, in customer volume every month this year for 9 months, but also those of us who have already achieved it for 12 consecutive months last year. And I'm rubbing my hands together. I'm chomping at the bit because I'm going, yes, yes, that's what I wanted. This is what I've been asking for years, that we could have a perk like this, because it puts people on the same page. And well, anyways, you'll hear it on Monday night. If you can't wait till Monday night, please don't text or write me an email or call. I'm going to be selfish today after I run out the door to Addie's first basketball game. We had a six-year-old birthday party yesterday, and I've heard rumors that there might be some WNBA scouts. Not really. I don't think there's any professional scouts going to show up at the YMCA game for 5- and 6-year-old co-ed, their first game of the season. I highly doubt it, but we're pretty excited for our little dribbler. She can't so much shoot to save her life, but, man, she can drive and dribble. She's got that down pat, so watch out. And this is one of those leagues where we don't get to keep score. But as soon as I get back from that game, I'm going to be selfish, and I want to focus on some of my customers. I've put a lot of feelers out there, and I haven't had time because I've been having too much fun this week helping everybody else. So as far as that 9-month and that 12-month perk for being quality enrolled, just hang tight till Monday night, and it'll be announced. Let's see, what else we got here? The Air Wellness Power 5 filters. This is the original filter. Okay, I mentioned this before. This is the original filter for the original tower, the air unit, number 1389. If they're not in the WOW supplies last, which I think they are, I'm going to double check right now, more will be coming. They're continually ordering them, but they're in the WOW supplies last for a reason. Nikan's trying to phase out what's old. Air Wellness Power 5 filter pack, I'm clicking on it, and it looks like they're still there. 124, yep, we're good to go. And as a reminder, if you didn't figure it out already this week, none of the WOW supplies last or the buy six, get one free or the buy one, get one, the BOGO offers on the Air Wellness Traveler, those are not applicable to the 40% discount. You can't discount it even more. I mean, that's the Air Wellness Travelers, what does that come out to per unit? Was it $31 or $41? You can't put, you know, another 40% or, you know, a discount on that. They're $40.50. And if you took another 40% off of that, some of you can do the math real quick. Nikan is almost be paying us to order them. So those don't apply. So that's it on the filters. The PiMag 2000 countertop filters, this is the original water unit, the first water unit, actually the second water product offering that Nikan introduced. The first was a wall mount shower head back in 98-99. But that counter unit, the filters for that are not available anymore, and I'm going to double check that to confirm it. I'm looking and I don't see PiMag countertop filters. It looks like you click on it and you get a blank screen. So they're gone. They're gone. And if some, as a caveat to that, if somebody has one of those units or they have another under-counter unit that Nikan sold years ago and they said, oh man, I just want to replace it, I really like it, explain to them the difference. Let them see Rick Murphy's waterfall video, his water test, the Dave Balzer introduction of the waterfall. Let them see the difference. And it even for a customer, it applies to $249. The three filters to replace on that counter unit, on that PiMag 2000 unit, those together, all three of them, was $168, if I remember correctly. So upgrading to a waterfall that has one filter and one set of rocks, the filter you replace every 90 days, the rocks or the stones you replace annually, this is peanuts. This is like going from a flip phone to a Droid or an iPhone for less than, $85 or so for an upgrade to get what's current. And I guarantee you, I know the team in Hawaii, they're approaching since September, 5 months, less than 5 months. They've moved, I think they're approaching 100 of the waterfalls because of what it does to the water and because everybody today, not everybody, but most people are aware of the benefits of high alkaline water. So if somebody's got a water unit out there and they say, oh, I really like this, let them upgrade. And for those people this week, today and tomorrow, that are still taking advantage of the 40% off, do the math. Someone do the math and you can share it back on the call, what it comes out to, what the cost is. $149 for a waterfall, not counting shipping and sales tax. That investment, that's less than 45 or so cents a day for the initial investment. So you're talking about $14.50 a month. And then at the end of the year, if you want to calculate that, once the unit's, you know, paid for, you're looking at, if I did the math on this right, you're looking at about 30 cents a day to maintain the filter. 30 cents a day to maintain the filter. So this is for, I mean, you can't even buy a bottle of water for 30 cents a day. And bottle of water is acidic. It's not alkaline. So anyways, enough of that. I already talked about the kickoff call. Oh, here's the most exciting one. And I had several people email me, and they said, boy, what is taking Nikan so long to get that introduced? They keep talking about it. One of the questions that I asked last Friday night while we were in Logan, Utah at the Eagle Expo, Q&A session with outgoing in 48 hours. He will be no longer the president of Nikan, but he'll be one of us. Ben Woodward asked the question, when will we have the 25% discount for AutoShip customers? When will that kick in? I spoke with Brenda Ogden, who's the director of operations this week, and she said, Vance, it's already finished. The programming is totally done. We're just waiting to flip the switch. And she said, by February 1st, on or before, she said, I'm hoping to have it flipped this weekend. But not only will that give us and give our customers a 25% discount on all consumable items, but it'll also give them the opportunity to enroll, to cancel, and to customize their auto ship order every single month or as often or as seldom as they want to. Not only for monthly auto ships, but for bi-monthly, every other month, quarterly, bi-annually. And there are so many options available for auto ship, and especially for our customers. So essentially what this will do, it'll give our customers the opportunity to continue to get all of their consumable items, which is nutritional, skin care, and all of the filters, both air and water, via AutoShip. Now, the discontinued items, not available on AutoShip, okay? Unless it has a little note that says available and you add it and it works. But for our existing product offering, to be able to put it on AutoShip, that brings the price from the customer price right on down to the consultant price. It's our cost. Let me give you a quick example of that. We introduced somebody like today. I've got it probably won't go through till Monday or Tuesday, but one of our dear friends who came to Addie's birthday party yesterday, as she walked in the door, I said, oh, I forgot to send you an email about this 40%. She said, I saw that. I saw the one that the company sent. She said, what do I need to do that? I want to order some stuff. Well, after we visited for a while, she took advantage of the waterfall. I texted her last night. She got it all faxed in. And for someone like Sid, what this 25% discount means for AutoShip is she can automatically enroll in it, or she can enroll herself in it, put that waterfall filter on it on a quarterly AutoShip order. That brings the price, the customer price, from, what is it, 34, brings it down to 27. So right there, that basically negates the cost of the shipping. So why would somebody not want to enroll in it if they knew they could get free shipping every month? And that's a trick I learned from Rick Murphy. If you can offer somebody a discount or a way to get free shipping, well, now we're competing with Amazon and Amazon Prime and some of these other internet services that are out there that always offer free shipping when you order this. Well, now we have it. For something as little as a $34 filter for the waterfall, we can offer free shipping if they enroll in AutoShip. But that's the key. And so that, again, it should be rolling and ready on Monday, and I'm just hoping, I'm really crossing my fingers and doing everything I possibly can other than a, you know, AutoShip rain dance or whatever. But again, that item, you know, it'll bring it right down to $27, the regular customer price, and I'm trying to get my fingers to move as fast. It's a little cooler down here in the basement than I'd like it to be. It's a $34 item that brings it right down to $27. So that's a difference of $7. Not quite free shipping, but they're paying $2.50 for shipping. If they add something else to it or annually, you know, prior to their annual renewal when they bought, when they invested in that waterfall, they need to add a set of the mineral stones. And that will definitely cover free shipping, although they're kind of weighty, so maybe not. It'll be close. But anyways, that's all that I've got as far as my announcement. Oh, no, I missed one right here. I missed two, actually. I'm sorry. BOGO offers. Buy one, get one free, or buy one, get one at 50% off. We're going to see a bunch more of these. The 40% has come and gone. We ran its course with that. There's some fantastic. For prospecting, it's phenomenal. And that's what we're going to have coming. We're going to see a lot more of it for customers only, not for consultants. But Ben shared this with us in Logan, that what Beacon is going to do to really be attractive to customers is, like, for example, they'll have an offer, you know, this would be fantastic, buy one waterfall, get one 50% off. I mean, would that be fantastic for existing and new customers, not just to attract new customers? And this 40% promotion was really geared to ramp up, to follow up on what happened in November and December. In November, we doubled from October the number of customers that joined Beacon. In December, we doubled there again. And what this promotion, I can't wait. I can't wait to hear what the numbers will have been as a result of this offer. But in the future, we're going to see more offers that are geared towards customers for the reason of to get more people in the door. They're not for us as consultants. If you're really upset about that, well, then register your, you know, both our oldest daughters are registered as customers, okay? There's nothing wrong with that. And I didn't do it this month. I don't want anything. I don't want to take advantage of that. That's not the way, not why this was created. I don't want to milk the system. I'm not interested in doing that. There was one other thing that I have on here on my list. I'm going as fast as I can. Oh, and this is a product update. The spikes on the MagDual, the replacement to the MagBoy, those no longer move. We had some problems and some issues with them getting pushed in. I don't know if it was little kids that were pushing too hard and breaking them or what the deal was. But Beacon made the decision, rather than make them move back and forth, in and out, they just went ahead and fixed them solid. Okay, so for those of us, and I know I originally said, and I'm sorry, I had wrong intel. I originally said if the spikes don't move, that they're broken, they're not supposed to, that, you know, get an RMA in the back. So again, I apologize, and if you did that, I'm sorry. All right, I'll just say it right up front. But then from here on out, the spikes don't move. Okay, they don't go in. Are they less effective? Absolutely not. You put those bad boys in motion, and they're going to throw that magnetic field a really, really deep, you know, penetration into the body. So real quick, if you do have pen and paper, this is Vance Rogers. And I'm going to set a timer here so I can see how accurate I am. If you have a pen and paper in front of you, 60 seconds or less, explanation of the compensation plan. All right? I probably won't pull it off, I'll warn you, but I'm going to give it a shot. Okay, here we go. Draw a circle, small circle. We're drawing a target, a bullseye. Okay, now draw another circle around that center circle, and then draw one more line. So you should have a tiny circle with one more around it and a bigger one around that. So a total of three circles. In the center circle, write 1,500. And the next circle out from that, the next ring, write 1,000. And then the biggest circle on the outside, write 500. Beacon's compensation plan is geared for focusing in on 1,500 in customer volume. And here's what happens when you hit that target. When you aim small and you shoot small and you nail it every single month, for as a brand new person who just got introduced to Beacon, when you hit that 1,500, not only will you be senior and start earning 5% from that point forward, but en route to hitting that, you will earn $600 in compensation and free product. That's it. There you go. There's the 60 seconds. All right, let me explain just a little bit more. Please humor me a little bit. 1,500 in customer volume. $375 is yielded, earned on the profit from what the customer pays to what the products actually cost us. Okay, I didn't use the word retail. the customer volume, the customer profit, the 25% markup, that equates out to $375. And then, as we now know, Nikken throws in an extra $2.25, $225 in free product. So essentially, it's $600 in earnings for a brand new person, more than one-third. It's about 38%, give or take, is coming back to us in compensation. But wait, if I take that $2.25, that $225 in free product, and I invest it as a consultant in a waterfall that cost me $199, I can turn around and sell that waterfall for $249, and that's pure profit cash in my pocket for someone who doesn't want to register as a customer. I'm going to register them anyways as a customer, and I'm going to get them on a quarterly autoship for their filter. But, I mean, how great is that? That someone, again, this is not self-consumption. This is not building a wellness home to get the senior and have nothing to show for it monetarily-wise. This is taking Shawnee Howard's example right on the website. And if you haven't listened to that short, that quick five-minute interview that Jeff Isom did, I mean, right there in October 2015, she made it to senior and she earned $537. In November, she went to executive and earned over $1,400. And she will admit, I heard the not, you know, the behind-the-scenes story, and she said, and if I wouldn't have given my customers discounts, I could have earned even more. She set up discounts for some of her customers. She would earn so much more than this. I mean, this is absolutely phenomenal. What does that mean for those of us who are silver and above? The majority of the people out there in North America with Nikken are silver and above. Well, once you hit your target of $2,000 a month and you qualify to earn 20%, well, that's an additional, depending on which items you're moving to your customers, that's an additional up to about $250. So you're up to $850 in commissions and free product because you introduced a few customers. Maybe it's one a week. Maybe you're following Dave Stoltz's lead of just one customer a week. And introducing a waterfall or a couple pair of insoles, and you hit that $1,500, you're looking at $800. That's better than 50% return. Now you're in the same ballpark as every department store, every grocery store, everything out there that marks up their products by 50%. That's our compensation plan in 60 seconds or less. Look at again at that bullseye that you've drawn in front of you. The focus is that $1,500. If we can focus on that, and then how does it expand from here? This would be the extra one-minute explanation, and that would be, let's go. As we're gathering those customers, some of them are going to want to join. That's where we build our business from. You find a couple other people who are going to match yours, even two that are going to match what you're doing. Well, all of a sudden, you've got your 1,500 in customer volume that you're bringing in every month. You've got two other people that are duplicating and matching your success. They're the ones earning the profit too, mind you. This is the bulk of the profit is in free product, $225, and then that $375 coming from the customer commission, the customer profit, however you want to describe it. But you got two people who are targeting $1,500 every single month. Not only are they going to get the senior, and if they keep duplicating it over and over, then they'll eventually find a couple people, but their $1,500 combined, that's $3,000, plus yours, that's $4,500, you're now executive. You duplicate that 3 months in a row, and congratulations. You're now silver in 3 months' time, and now you get to add in another $250 because of the 20%. I mean, again, now we're looking at close to, and if you flip some of those products and sell them to customers or prospective customers that you've utilized instead of using it on our own consumption, then we're talking $1,000 for a silver and above if we're focusing on that and find a few other people to do that. Okay.
All callers are unmuted.
I took 40 minutes. My goal was in 30, and I apologize. But I've got about a 15-minute window. There's a couple other things that I'd love to talk about regarding maximizing the 40% new customer promotion, but I think we'll leave that on a case-by-case scenario. The most important thing you need to know in the 2 days that are left is this. Register the person as a customer. As soon as you click submit I should really know what this is, and let me look what it says. Enter, submit, continue. When you click continue, after you put in their name, their last name, their phone number, their email, and their address, you select the password, and when you click continue, boom, there's their ID number. Write that ID number at the top of the order form. You don't need to write your name. You don't need to write their name. Just write their ID number. If you want to write their name just as a confirmation, the items and the quantity, and then the method of payment. That's it. That's all you need. You don't need to calculate out. Let Meekin's computer do all that. Get it faxed in before tomorrow night at midnight, and it will count towards the 40%. Here's a spoiler alert, okay? It may not count for January volume, depending on how many they get bottlenecked in there, but at least they'll get the 40%, okay? And if you're concerned, like I am, about, because we got a bunch of existing customers that may or may not have placed an order after we registered to them, let's say 2 years ago, they're still eligible. If I'm more concerned about the volume and the points right now, I'm not even going to tell them about the 40%. And I know that might be mean or greedy, but number one, we generate more income out of it. But more importantly, I know I can enter in that order and it goes through immediately. I'm not waiting on somebody to process it at Meekin. All right? So the line is open. Some of you have already demuted yourself by hitting *6. And if you haven't, just hang tight. There's a few people that beat you to the punch. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Go for it.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Can you hear me? Hello?
Barb, you're live and they can hear you.
I had to get off to get a call. And I heard you talking about the air wellness. The original air wellness about 5. Did you say they're bringing them back?
No. The tower, the original, you know, we have the filter replacement back online.
I called this week and they didn't have any.
They didn't have any? Okay. That means they're out there. You can, if I place an order right now, I'm just going to do this as we're on the phone, and see what comes up. I even noticed yesterday when I put in the mock order, thanks to Andy Kemmy, who tipped me off on this one, that the MagFlex were back ordered. So I don't know what's up with that, but maybe we obliterated the inventory. So, but the Air Wellness Power 5, what did I say that item code was? 1345, 1365, my computer just stalled out. 1389. It says they're not back ordered. So 1389, the filters for that, they're good to go. Yeah, it's all good. It's not saying they're back ordered at all. There's no little note.
Well,
so.
I called and they said they didn't have any in inventory. So,
okay.
Well, good. Thanks.
Maybe here's the deal, Barb. Maybe they've already placed an order, or they've pulled them from the back of the warehouse or whatever, and there's enough that they could do that. But I do know on certain items, when they don't have them, it throws up that little warning.
And did you say, indicate that you say plan to keep those in stock, or is it still going to be...
That's the impression I got from LaPrelle when I spoke to her several weeks ago about that. She said, Vance, there's such a high demand for this, even though it's in the well supplies last category, we're going to keep ordering them. And as long as the manufacturer will keep producing them at a reasonable rate, then we're going to keep ordering it. It is one of the more expensive items to replace.
Yeah.
But there again, if you do like we do... Well, McKenna's been slacking off a little bit, but the house usually gets vacuumed every week and a half, 2 weeks, and she goes through and vacuums the front, so all those filters. And if they really get nasty, if you're in a high dust area or you have a lot of pets, you can take that first layer off and you can wash it in the shower, shake it out, and then put it right back on the filter.
Right. Dan, since Elaine, I have a question.
Go for it, Elaine.
I have a direct distributor that's been kind of not doing anything, and she got real excited about the retail commissions that she could earn. So she's been working her rear end off to get her 1,500 points to go senior.
Yeah.
And I just heard you say that Meekin may not honor those sales within January.
Okay.
Why wouldn't they, if they're sent in by fax or by email indicating a January date?
Elaine, I'm so glad you brought this up because I don't know how many people I've talked to this week, and I said, here's what you're going to want to do, okay? And you can take the lead for Elaine. Go ahead and get anything that hasn't been processed as of this point, and it won't get processed today or tomorrow because I don't think they're... I don't know. I'm not there. I'm way north of Irvine, so I don't know. But here's what I'd encourage you to do. If you, anybody who's got somebody like what Elaine's consultant is shooting for, she's going to hit, you know, senior with customer orders. And by the way, this is what Barb and Sandra and Dave Stoltzis and I, lots of phone calls yesterday trying to iron this out and back into Thursday. It takes a whole lot more points, and I'm not going to get into the equation of that. It takes a whole lot more points with a 40% discount to get to those target amounts. So if you're thinking, oh, I just sold a waterfall, and that's $149, so that's 149 points. No, 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 it is not. It's not even 111 points, which would what be what our cost on that. It is 111 points. Okay, the CV is something totally different. But again, figure out, here's your formula. Here's your formula real quick for those of you mathematical wizards who are trying to break rank. This promotion was really not geared and set up for breaking rank or advancing to even qualification. It's really not, because it takes a whole lot more volume to produce it. If a customer prior to the 40% buys $1,000 worth of product, and you're thinking, oh, I've got $600 right now and I want to hit that 1500 mark, so I just need to sell $1,000 more or $900 more. No, because at $1,000 you calculate that times 0.60, you multiply 1,000 times 0.60, that's a 40% discount, that gives you $600 now is what the customer paid. That's not your points. You need to take that $600 and multiply it by 0.75, which would be our price, a 25% discount, and that gives you what, 480? That's your point.
So can you back into it another way, related to the PV on a product? So, in other words, it's normally that customer or the personal volume that the sale would realize 100 points. All right. Under the 40% off, how many points is there?
Under the 40% off, then you multiply it again times 0.75, and that's going to give you what our cost would be, and that's the point.
All right, so I can take whatever is listed in that TV column and multiply it by 0.75, and that's what...
If you're seeing in a PV column, PPV, your personal PV on the screen, that's accurate. That's true. You don't have to reduce that by anything. But if it's in an order form, if it's on an order, if you're calculating out the order, okay, this is what the customer is paying, this is a 40% discount, this is a $600 because they're getting $1,000 worth of customer-priced product, it's $600, we need to multiply that times 0.75 to get what our cost would be as a consultant, and that's your points. That's what your points would be.
All right, so say right now she has 1,200 in points.
Yep, it's already on the screen. It's already on the screen. 1,200.
No, I'm not. This is not an online order. This is a paper order.
Okay. So 1,200.
Yeah, I would have to multiply that by 0.75 to get the true PV that she has.
If the dollar amount on that order, once you've deducted the 40%, if the dollar amount on that order is 1,200. Okay, if that's what you're telling me, that's what the customer's charging to their credit card is $1,200. Come on, calculator, come up.
No, what I'm saying is that the total PV of the orders that she has thus far is
$1,200. Mm-hmm.
I would multiply that total PV of $1,200 by 0.75 to get...
Yeah, use the word price, because the PV is what we're aiming for. And if she's got $1,200 worth that people have spent in orders, that's 900 PV. That's 900 points.
And you got that by multiplying it by the 0.75.
Correct.
So I have to use the dollars.
Correct.
All right.
Our price, whatever we would pay for the item, for example, on a waterfall again, a waterfall costs these customers $149. That's the 40% discount from the original price of $249. Well, $149 times 0.75 comes up with $111. That's how that's the point value for rank, for qualification on a waterfall.
All right, got it.
So she, of that $1,200 order, that customers have invested $1,200, she's getting 900 points from that.
Okay.
And if anybody didn't get what Elaine and I were just discussing, this was an hour and 49-minute phone call. I'm ashamed to admit that it took us that long. But we had a four-way phone call going on yesterday, and it was agonizing coming up with figuring out the formula. So if you need help with that, please call. You can call Elaine. You can now call Barb. You could call Sandra Thornton. You could even call Dave Stoltzis, because we finally figured it out. There's lots of others out there that figured it out. But if you can't and you really need to know where you're at, call me.
Then, so this is Molly.
Mm-hmm.
So the TV has to be reduced in order to count as a point for our compensation.
Yes.
So how about the CV? Do we need to do anything to figure out what is our...
No, don't even try and figure out the CV. Don't. Just wait till you get your check. Just wait till you can look on account inquiry on February 10th. It's a waste of your time. It really is, unless you're... really need to figure it out so you can, it's so complicated. And I'll tell you, this is a prospecting promotion. Again, Dave Stoltzis said this is the greatest prospecting tool NECAN has ever given us. It's not really geared for building ranks. It's not geared for qualification. It's a prospecting promotion. And that's what it is. And utilize it as such. Yes, you can go senior, you can go executive, you can go silver, we can break ranks. There will be a lot of people that are breaking ranks as a result of it.
A tip that I got yesterday from NECAN, I said I'm putting, when I faxed it, at the bottom of the fax form. So that's a good idea because it shows at least that it's been faxed and you have a record of it.
Mm-hmm.
Put the date.
Yep. Yeah. So, follow up. Let me finish this thought. As I started to mention to Elaine, if you're concerned about somebody who is advancing to rank or qualification, which I'm going to do if the numbers aren't there on the screen where they should be, follow it up with the ID numbers of those customers that you know that you faxed it in, that you have record, just as Nancy just made mention of. Call in on Monday. Again, wait till about noon, West Coast time. Call in and say, look, I need to find out when these orders are going to post because I'm counting on these for either qualification or rank advancement for January volume. Give them the order numbers, or not the order numbers, but give them the ID numbers for those customers. They can pull it up to see where that order is in the process, or they can go find it on the screen.
She went by the order number and my fax number, interestingly.
But you already had that order number, so it had already been processed.
When you're making the order.
You're talking about a real order. You're not talking about a faxed order that hasn't been processed. A faxed order that has not been processed, all you've got to go on is the customer ID number. And that's what they'll have to reference it for. If it's already been processed and you've got an order number, you're golden. You're good to go. It should already be posted there. There was a slight delay on some of them, but they've got that all rectified.
A slight delay?
Yeah. Nancy, go there. That's not fair.
I just had to.
Dan?
Yes.
This is Julie.
I know it's Julie. How could I ever miss that sweet voice of yours? We've got less than 5 minutes, and I'm bounding out the door. So go for it, Julie.
I did talk with them yesterday because I was questioning orders because I want to make sure I get to my 2,000.
Mm-hmm.
They told me that they're way behind. They know they're behind. They know when they come in Monday morning, there's going to be thousands of orders. And not to worry, it might take them 2 days to get it done, but that it will all be credited to January quickly as long as it was faxed by the 31st, or that the postage, you know, the mailing was by the 30th, the postmark.
Well, there you've heard it, live from Julie Clark, the inferno of knowledge, the master of the message. Thank you, Julie, so we can breathe a sigh of relief that it's all good, it's all going to count. Okay?
The 31st.
The 31st, tomorrow night at midnight, 3 a.m. for you crazy East Coast people that don't sleep.
Yes. Sam, can I clarify something on the order form?
You absolutely can clarify.
I had called and asked, you know, after I put in the customer ID number and my ID number, I said, okay, whose name goes on? Does the customer's name or does mine, like in the, you know, line 2 and 3? And I was told my name, which didn't seem to make sense. Since I found out, no, it should have been the customer's name. Now, henceforth, I won't put any names in, just the numbers. But the ones that I've already faxed in, is the system going to kick it out if my name's on it?
No, what it'll do, it can't kick it out because you're a consultant. You've already placed orders, so it's not going to kick it out. They're going to try and figure out who the customer is that it should be assigned to. Do we need to call this consultant whose name is on it? We've seen this happen numerous times this week because it was confusing, and some people were using order forms from 2 weeks ago, the regular retail order form that was in the library. The bottom line is that, again, ideally you put the customer ID number on, and then you're good to go. You really only need, again, the customer ID number. You can put their name as a follow-up. You can even put your consultant ID number on there. There's a blank for that, or your name. I can't remember what it said.
Oh.
But most importantly, customer ID number, item codes, quantity, method of payment. And if it's got a different shipping address than what's on file with that customer, then you need to put that in. But that's it. You don't need to do any calculations. You don't need to figure the sales tax. You don't need to do any of that. The computer has all that programmed in. It does it automatically. So bottom line, folks, this is I absolutely love the hysteria and the havoc that this has created, okay? And I know I'm not just this weird, awful, morbid thinking guy, but what has taken place this week will have a ripple effect for months and years to come. And we've got 2 days left to really have some fun with it. And I'm telling you, what it's done from people that have been literally doing basically nothing has relaunched them. The passion, you heard it in Sandy's voice, that's why I started with that story. Here's a guy who's a young guy in his 30s. He's a dad and been diagnosed with something that they don't even know what it is. And one simple power band necklace has enabled him to do things he wasn't able to do for months. I mean, that's the intensity of what we have. And how did that start? It's because Sandy opened her mouth and said, we've got this great promotion for new customers. That's what it's all about, folks. So I can't encourage you. I'm imploring you. Please, do as I'm doing. Have some fun with it. Talk to people. And then if they miss out, well, hit the ground running February 1st and talk to them some more and say, hey, we missed this promotion, but look at our prices that we have now. And let's build it. We can build it together. And there, again, the ripple effect, if we utilize it, will last for a long time to come. So on that note, please, jump. I can't. I'd love to, but I'm going to get yelled at by the basketball player. but please, take advantage of Susan Carver on Dave Johnson's call. If you missed the number, look it up on email, The Morning Rev, and have a fantastic weekend. And I'll be back home in a couple hours. If there's anything I can do to assist, please give me a holler, a text, an email, a phone call, whatever, and we'll do our best. Next week, we're going to call the call, I'm describing the call, Lowdown from Logan. You heard a little bit of me last week talking about it, but there are a slew of people that have had some just insightful things to share what took place at the Eagle Expo last week. And this was a monumental turn point event for Nikin's history. And That's what we're going to talk about next week. So those of you who are there that were in earshot right now, get your stories lined up, get your quotes lined up of what impacted you the most, because you're on next Saturday. So have a great weekend, folks. Have some fun with this, and we'll talk to you next Saturday, if not before. Bye-bye.
I'm doing bad.